Robbie, Robbie Hollingsworth, Hollingsworth. Put down face to face. Put the date of visit is 11/13/2025. Patient's date of birth is 10/16/64. Patient was seen today for face to face evaluation. This will be shared with the hospice medical director. Patient is in his fourth benefit period, extending from 11/13/2025 to 1/11/2026. This is a 61-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with history of congestive heart failure, hypertension, coronary artery disease, chronic pedal edema, chronic shortness of breath. Patient has a tendency to miss his blood pressure medication, i.e. the blood pressure today was 150 over 95, or two side 92%, pulse of 80. Patient was a febrile, no, 88, sorry. Patient's LMAC is down to 35 centimeter, continues to lose weight. Caretaker tells me he's lost at least 6 or 7 pounds in the past month. He has symptoms of cardiac cachexia with decreased appetite. Also has a history of hyperlipidemia and hypertensive heart disease. He's sleeping 8 to 12 hours a day. He gets short of breath with activity and at rest in big letters. He belongs in New York Heart Association Class 4. His PPS is at 40%. Roxy, his family member, tells me that his overall condition is worsening with decreased appetite, decreased weight, weakness, and increased debility and shortness of breath. Patient is ADL dependent. Patient belongs to New York Heart Association Class 4. I think I said that. Continues to show both nutritional, functional, and mental decline. He's avoiding, the family is trying to avoid salt because of his current, because of his continuation of pedal edema. He also has peripheral vascular disease. He has a right foot ulceration. With no evidence of infection at this time, patient is in pain, requires pain medication. The foot ulceration was covered today. Two-plus pedal edema bilaterally related to his CHF, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinent. Patient does not want to be resuscitated. But has not signed the DNR papers, but he definitely tells me that he doesn't want to go to the hospital or be kept alive on machines. Overall prognosis remains poor. He also with multi-system decline and worsening condition, most likely has less than 6 months to live, given natural progression of his disease. Thank you.